Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 236.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 236. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. So what is happening now is, I'm sure you've heard, I've released kind of two podcasts on playbooks. In this particular podcast episode, I'm going to be kind of going down the same, you know, realm as playbooks, because we're leading up to a Black Friday launch and release of all these new playbook products, these new playbook kind of educational, products. Yeah, I guess is the best word for it. And the playbooks inside of Jazz Piano School are going to be based on certain categories, but the depth of them is going to come from the path. And it's kind of a really cool thing to think about. And that's what this particular podcast episode is going to be about, is paths and jazz piano paths, and talking about how paths really distinguish the success and efficiency that you have when improving. And what I mean by that is, if you don't know your paths, if you don't really know where you're going, if you don't really know what you're practicing, you're kind of just wandering through the woods, you're just kind of floating in the ocean aimlessly, you don't have a direction, you don't have a navigation, you know, you don't have your plan charted out, you're not really gonna get anywhere fast. Right? Honestly, you're going to be going in circles. You're not going to reach your destination. In jazz, it's a whole world. Jazz piano especially is a whole world of just knowledge and stuff you can play. And there's just thousands and thousands of things out there on the internet these days. I mean, the internet is a blessing and a curse, because you can find anything you want, right? You can literally go on the internet and find so much material, but it's not organized for you. And the great thing about Jazz Piano School is that has been my purpose all along, is to give you structure, to give you organization, to give you a system that you can go through and start to actually make sense of all the information out there. Because that system, that organization, that structure is not available on the internet, right? It's just thousands of random YouTube videos. It's thousands of random articles. It's thousands of random bits of education, which you're left to on your own to put together the pieces and somehow, right, make use of like all the information and kind of like teach yourself, I guess. Like it's impossible. Like it's literally impossible. Sure, you're going to get better in certain ways, but it's never really going to amount to much. And so the great thing about paths and understanding paths is that you have an awareness of what needs to happen, of what you need to do, of what you need to learn in order to make the improvement that you want, in order to get the sound that you're looking for and play the way you've always imagined. That's what knowing paths will do for you. And that's what I'm going to be talking about in this episode. So if you haven't done so, and if you don't know about it, obviously we're releasing all these new playbooks on Black Friday. And Black Friday is always the biggest deal, best deal of the year. And everyone knows that. Black Friday, that's what it's meant for. It's you get the absolute best deal on everything. Everyone knows that, hands down. I mean, it's the biggest shopping day of the year. Jazz Piano School, and we do, is no different, right? So we release the absolute best deal for Jazz Piano School. It's the lowest discounted offer, and you get the most at the lowest price possible on Black Friday. We do it once a year, every single year, and we never do it again. And it's always done on Black Friday. So besides the release of all these new playbooks, you're going to get that humongous discount. You're also going to get access, the most access to everything else inside of Jazz Piano School, all the specialty courses, all the mini courses, the full main course curriculum, Success Path, which contains over 700 videos, practice exercises, textbook, lesson text, so on and so forth, etc. go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021. jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021. Just the number, right? To get on the Black Friday list. Now, if you're on our email list already, you don't have to worry about going there because you'll be sent the information. You'll be sent the offer. You're going to be sent a lot of kind of previews about the playbooks and what's changing inside of Jazz Piano School, the upgrades and improvements that we're consistently making to make it better. But if you're not on the email list and you are interested in hearing about the offer that we're going to be coming out with, and obviously more details about these playbooks and everything else inside of Jazz Piano School, go to jazzpianoschool.com/Black Friday 2021. Okay. So essentially everything leading up to Black Friday and the release of these playbooks, I'm going to be doing podcasts for and recording. So with that being said, let's dive right in. Here we go. So essentially these paths are going to determine how fast you reach your goal. For example, if you want to increase your voicings, let's say you're a beginner, you know your root position chords. Maybe you can play some dominant chords. How do we get to a point where we're playing stuff like maybe this? That may seem overwhelming, but what is the path to actually get us there? And same thing goes for improvisation. Maybe you want to kind of up your improvisational skills, and maybe you want to, you know, play something like this. Right? That's just an example. And maybe you want to play, you know, some sort of ballad or a kind of like slow, you know, romance tune. I don't know, like just some sort of ballad standard, right? Maybe you want to play something like that. So my point is, what are the paths that are going to get you there? And the main thing that I want to teach you today is not really going to be about much jazz piano technique or methods or tips or tricks or something like that. It's just about having the awareness to have the knowledge that certain paths are going to take you down certain paths. They're going to teach you certain things. And the things that I was just playing for you, for example, the improv, right? That's going to be a combination of multiple paths. And the ballad is going to be a combination of multiple paths. Everything usually that like you would want to learn is going to be a combination of multiple paths put together. Now, I've been talking about playbooks and I've been talking about categories, right? So for example, you know, this improv thing that I'm playing, there's a lot of things going on. So some of the paths that you may need to take to go down this are going to include voicings. What am I doing with my left hand? I'm kind of playing a 1-7-10, and then I'm improvising with my right hand. But on the same time of that, there's a lot else going on. There's reharms going on. There's extensions going on. So at the same time I'm improvising, there's extensions going on, there's reharms, there's so much stuff. And then again with the voicings that I was what I was playing before. So there's so much going on. And so the purpose of paths is to really know and understand how you get to certain points. So for example, I started by talking about just voicings. Right? If you're looking to go down a solo piano path and you need more voicings, that's going to be a certain path. So let's say you're playing piano and you're playing like maybe a blues in C. So So this little thing I played here, how do we make it better? How do we improve it? Well, one of the things we can do is we can start to add in some different voicings. And we can start to maybe add in some rootless voicings. Maybe I do a little bit more comping. So I've just increased the sound and the success, essentially, of my playing just in a baby step, right? One little baby step, because I started adding some voicings in and some comping in between my improv. So before, my improv was just this. Now I'm also playing a very beginner style of improv, so you can kind of start to hear the layers that happen when you move down a path. So I've just kind of added some rootless voicings to my right hand, and I'm playing 1 and 7 in my left hand. Now this is a whole system, right? This is a whole system that you would kind of go down to learn voicings. But at the same time I'm learning how to do this, I also have improv going on. So you can't really focus at both at the same time. Now let's say I wanted to add some extensions into this, right? So maybe I'm not playing this. Maybe I play this. Like if we want to spice up our blues a little bit, I might add in a sharp 11 here. I might add in a sharp 11 there. Maybe I play an altered voicing. Already it's starting to come alive more because I'm going down a voicing path, excuse me. So I'm not necessarily making specific improvements to my improvisation or my solo piano skill set, my solo piano path. I'm just improving one path right now. And it's through the combination of a lot of paths that you're going to start to make a lot of progress, right? So if I have this, I've kind of improved my voicings a little bit. Now let's say we go down a reharm path instead of a voicing path. Now voicings and reharm kind of apply to each other, right? So maybe I do this. So there's two paths I had to go down in order to make what I just played happen. I had to go down a reharm path, meaning I had to learn some reharms. So right here, I'm applying a sus reharm to a dominant 7, right? And then going into another sus and applying that. And there's actually a third path at work here, which is colors and extensions. Because when I resolve from my sus chord to my dominant 7, I have a strong two-hand voicing happening here with extensions. So I have essentially flat 9, sharp 11, natural 13, and I have a two-hand voicing setup happening with 1 and 3 and 7 here, and then I'm adding my extensions. You see that? So that's three different separate educational paths that are working in tandem together to create the sound that I'm looking for. Now you can't expect to just copy stuff like this and get really good at everything and think you can integrate it into tunes, because you haven't really walked down the playbook. You haven't walked down the path of these separate educational paths that come together to create all the different sounds and atmospheres that I'm playing. For example, that, right? There's a lot going on there. And my point for this particular podcast is to really build an awareness that there's many different playbooks and paths. I've been talking about playbooks for the past couple podcast episodes that you need to go now. So again, I was using reharms, tritone. Now, combined with these reharms, I'm using a lot of colors and extensions. That's going to be the colors and extensions playbook within Jazz Piano School. I'm also using a lot of two-handed voicings, drop twos. Again, reharm progressions with certain types of voicings. rearms again with extensions. More rearms. Now that was all comping. So let's say you want to improve your comping to that particular level. Now you could argue that comping goes within solo piano, because like if I was playing a blues solo piano, I could just play that within my blues. That could all be a solo piano thing. So like even if I go down the comping path, I can still utilize a lot of those methods for solo piano. Now again, a lot of the things I'm also doing are included in a solo piano path because I need to know how to jump around. How am I jumping around by going like this? What solo piano elements are going into my production that's allowing me to produce this sound while I'm comping? Well, one of the solo piano elements that come from a solo piano path that would up your educational output of solo piano is kind of a broken stride method that I like to use. So it's jumping from root to shells to root to 1 and 7 to again root and 1 and 7, or just like you saw before, 1, 7, and 10. 1, 7, 10. Root to chord. This is an example of some of the education you'd work on and learn in a solo piano path. So the combination of this solo piano path combined with voicings, combined with reharms, combined with extensions, all that stuff combined is allowing me to create all of this. See what I'm saying? Like, if I played that on my own, and this is the process of education that really gets lost in jazz, you would want to learn how to play this, and I don't blame you. But the thing that happens is that a lot of students will go online and they don't go down the certain path. So like, the more you can have awareness of these certain paths, the better off you're going to be. You're going to make more efficient progress. You're going to make faster progress. You're going to get way better than you ever could imagine because you're focusing on the pass and you're aware of the pass. If you're playing solo piano, you just resolve the harmonies underneath this, right, to get to the next chord. And again, the process of the resolution is another journey. It's another kind of part of the puzzle of the solo piano puzzle. But again, that's all down one path. That's down the solo piano path. So when you start to essentially combine all these things, right, you get a lot of different movements. You get what you're looking for. Get everything that you're kind of trying to create because it all comes together, but you need to go down the certain paths. Improv in itself is a path. If I'm playing a blues, how do I spice this up? I already spiced it up a little bit by adding that kind of trill there. Rhythm is a path, right? But again, a true beginner would start off like this: left hand root position chords, right hand solo. It's more of how a beginner would play, right? So how do we actually elevate that to the next level? Well, like I said, we can start to work on our improv a little bit. We can work on rhythms, motifs, tools all these different things are in the improv path that I would go down. So the next thing I would start to really kind of work on is the blues scale. I'd work on all the different areas of the blues scale. Right, so you get super comfortable and then you start to work in some new tools. So maybe you learn the major six blues scale. So now you have a new tool to use, and this is, again, going down the improv path. Now again, it's still not sounding that great. It still sounds very, very beginner-ish, right? But we're moving forward. We're moving forward down the path now. And again, if I move even further down the improv path, I'm not working on voicings right now. That's a whole separate path, because that's going to elevate the sound as well. But I'm just working down my improv path. I can start to actually add some textures in now to add more spice and flavor to my improv. That's moving down the path as well. Again, I've slowly kind of inched up forward down the improv path. And as you started to hear, I started to add some motifs in now. I haven't really changed the rhythms much, but again, this is all going down the path. So let's say I start to add more rhythms in now, more rhythms and motifs for theme development and thematic content, right, in my solo. Now, with the combination of new tools, maybe this tool, the full major blues scale, right? We start to get into even a deeper layer of improv that's really going to elevate my playing even more, okay? Check it out. Sorry. So you heard more motifs, you heard more thematic development, meaning I was repeating different things, I was using different types of melodic improv, rhythmic improv. I was also switching up my tools a lot more, meaning I kind of played the full major blues scale a little bit more, I had some more rhythms in there. Okay, so again, I'm still moving down the path. Now, even if I go further down the improv path, check it out. I'm going to play even more of what I just did. Again, I'm moving further down the path, adding more textures, musicality, more tools, more movements, more rhythms, more melodic motifs, rhythmic motifs. And this, again, we're starting to inch up towards the higher echelon levels of improvisation by moving down this specific improv path regarding the blues. Now, I'm not even talking about bebop right now, bebop approach. This is just kind of blues improv path, right? I've even moved further down the path, right? We're reaching more of a pro level improvisation technique at this level. But again, I was finding it difficult to not match the level with my left hand comping with my right, because essentially what was happening right now is that I'm so far down the improv path in my right hand, and my left hand is so far below my right hand. And this is essentially what happens with people. They have these drastic gaps in their playing. And as you could tell, like, I was struggling to just play my root position chords the whole time because I wanted to do more things. My left hand in my solo piano is obviously much more competent than the way I was demonstrating in my left hand. I was just playing root position chords, hardly with any reharms or anything. But my right hand was going to town with improv. Like, that's a very far ahead example of right hand improvisation. Now, what happens is that if I've pushed my right hand improvisation to a very high level, like I just demonstrated, but my left hand is lagging, so my voicing's path is lagging, my solo piano support is lagging, right? My reharm support is lagging. Okay, my whole left hand support and solo piano paths, my voicing path is lagging. We need to start going down those paths now, educationally speaking, right? To start to match what my right hand is doing. And this happens in all sorts of ways and all sorts of, you know, examples. And you want to self-assess, what path have you gone down more of? Have you gone down your comping path, your rhythm path, your improv path, your voicings path, your colors and extensions path? Right? And I'm saying paths, but again, these are essentially playbooks. And these are essentially the paths I'm releasing inside of Jazz Piano School to teach you these paths so you can start to combine them and use them however you want. Now, if I start to simply move down a voicings path now to improve my left hand, I'll keep my right hand at the same level it's at, but I'm going to start to improve my left hand a little bit. Okay? And this is what it might sound like. I'm going to take out just maybe the five, and I'm going to play some roots now. Just alone, possibly with some shells, okay? So obviously there's more comping rhythms today. I had some little pops, not today, right now. I had these little pops. I took out the fifth inside my voicings to get more of a balanced sound. I was also hitting some roots to shells. So again, even that, just that little improvement on my left hand is so much more than what I was just doing. I mean, that takes a lot of work in itself to build up to that level right now. So now if I push the lever even further and I improve my, if I go down the left hand support, solo piano system support and voicings path, I'm going to improve it even more, right? And I won't even start to add in reharms yet. I'm not even adding in any reharms yet. I'm just going to start to do a little bit more with my left hand. Okay, so now my left hand is almost reaching up to a level that my right hand's at. Granted, I'm not adding any reharms. I'm not doing anything like that just yet. I'm just doing a standard blues form, essentially, to an extent. I was throwing in some small variations, 3-6-2-5s and so on and so forth. But my left hand is slowly creeping up to my right hand level of improvisation because now I'm working down that path. I'm working down the path of improving my left hand to reach my right hand. And that's a path in itself, right? It's not all one thing, working all on everything together. No, I'm working on specific things. I'm working on my voicings in my left hand. I'm working on my solo piano support path in my left hand as well. I'm going down both of those paths to improve my left hand. Now, let me start to improve. I'm going to venture down my reharm path. I'm going to start to throw in a little bit of reharm movement and variations with some voicings. And that's going to take it to a whole new level too. All right, check it out. Thank you. Now, again, I threw in some reharms now. I was throwing in some more movements, right? Some 2-5, some reharms. I threw in a B-flat 7 chord there, here and there. So now my left hand is really coming up to the level that my right hand is kind of playing at. I move down my improv path first. I keep going like this. I kind of imagine like pushing like levers, like progress levers. Like I push my progress lever in my improv, right? By going down that path and working hard by following the steps to improve my improv. Now I'm pushing like the voicings and solo piano support path in my left hand, meaning I'm going to sneeze possibly, meaning, excuse me. You don't see that in podcasts every day, right? So I'm pushing the levers in my left hand, right? My voicings and solo piano support. Obviously, I was throwing in bass lines, new voicings, spreads, right? Shell movement. Stabs, what I call stabs, like hitting those bass notes down there. Throwing all that stuff in, right? So now, kind of the final step to this is start to utilize my right, is if I start to utilize my right hand in a more solo pianic comping fashion. Solo pianic. That's a Brendan Lowe word right there. So to start to have my right hand support my left hand, and that will greatly almost level out both of my hands, right? Again, I pushed all of the levers there, like at the very end. You know, I don't normally play like that. I was really trying to push the envelope on like everything I could demonstrate. And I still wasn't really breaking a lot of the barriers that I could push. But I wanted to give you a sense of like pushing the full, all the levers to the max on like all the different paths that were happening. Now, what started happening was stylistic elements. These stylistic elements past starting to come into play when I started playing stride. You know, that's a whole nother path, is playing styles. I also got more into like textures, a textures path, right? Playing some octaves. Obviously, reharms, much greater depth in the solo piano path. So my point is, again, starting from this, moving into what I just demonstrated, to get to that level is the walking of paths. And when I say walking, again, these are all analogies. It's the it's taking educational paths and working on different categories of jazz piano. It's not working on it all together. It's literally impossible to work on all these things all at once to produce the sound I just demonstrated. That's why knowing the information, knowing the paths, knowing the playbooks that I've been talking about up until this point that are going to be released inside of Jazz Piano School on Black Friday is the key to unlocking all of the things I'm playing. Otherwise, you'll just go around spinning your wheels, you know, in the mud without really going anywhere. You're just drifting at sea without having true navigational path to improve any of these categories. And when you start to walk down the improv path, the styles path, the rhythm path, the voicings path, the solo piano path, and you start to combine all these things, amazing, amazing things happen. So hopefully you have a better awareness of the educational components that are needed to really elevate your playing to the next level. Now, granted, I didn't give you the paths, and you're probably like, man, I want these paths, right? That's what's inside of Jazz Piano School. That's what I've been teaching on the playbooks in the past. Go listen to the previous episodes of the podcast. Those are the demonstrations of the past. The past and the playbooks are inside of Jazz Piano School for you. And again, you can use the awareness, though, to your benefit, right? So just having this awareness can really organize your thoughts, your strategy, and allow you to accomplish your objective, right? So if you need to improve your improv, go down an improv path. If you need to up your voicings, go down a voicing path. If you need to up your solo piano, go down a solo piano path, right? Assess where you are with the different levers. I demonstrated the whole thing for you, starting from a brand new beginner playing a blues and pushed everything up at different times, like different volumes on a sound mixer. So you could hear where things were at depending upon what level you may be at and may not be, right? Hope you guys enjoyed that. Definitely go to jazzpianoschool.com/BlackFriday2021 to get on our Black Friday offer list, which you'll be getting more details about all the playbooks we're going to be releasing on Black Friday, and obviously the amazing discount we're going to be releasing with the maximum amount of education you could possibly receive from us on Black Friday. Hope that was helpful for you guys. I will see you in the next episode, and as always, happy practicing.